Dr. Davies, I'd love for you to tell our listeners more about your family.
First and foremost, I cannot tell you how excited we are. My wife, Cindy, our daughter, Katie, myself, are excited about the opportunities at Murray State and really immersing ourselves in the greater community of Western Kentucky. It is just a true joy for us to be extended this opportunity, and I'm very humbled to be named the 13th president of Murray State. Katie is 13 years old, and one of her deep passions are horses. From the earliest days of her life, when she was 2 or 3 years old, she just always had a fascination with horses. And I don't know why, because we never owned horses, actually, until we moved here to La Grande, Oregon 5 years ago. But just watching her work with horses and ride, and the confidence that has built over the last 5 years with her riding activities and competing at the 4-H level has just been dynamite. And so, you know, one of the things that brought Murray State to my attention, to be honest, albeit I knew about Murray State before this, it was when she was doing a class project, when she was asked to kind of outline her career goals and then back everything up to how will she achieve that. 3 years ago, we visited the Kentucky Horse Park and met with the executive director, who has a connection to our university here, and gave us a backstage tour. And ever since that day, she wanted to be the executive director of the Kentucky Horse Park. And, you know, at that time, she's, you know, 10 years old, you know, just seeing the Frisians and being able to be behind the scenes there and talk to the riders and pet the Frisians, and actually got on top of one for a little bit. And that was her career goal. So she started backing all that up. And she knew that to become the executive director of the horse park, she had to go to one of the finest equine schools in the nation, and also one that has outstanding acceptance rates to veterinary school. So she did her research, and she came up with Murray State. And she sent me an email and requested a meeting with me. And when your daughter says, "I want to have a meeting with you," you take it. I had no idea what she was going to talk about. And so she sat down, and she said, "Dad, I know you want me to go to the university where you're president, and you want me to go to Eastern Oregon University right now, but I'm sorry to tell you that to achieve my goal, I have to go to Murray State University." And it kind of took me by surprise, and very excited, you know, that she's thinking along those lines. And so we talked about that. And then about 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, I get a phone call from the search firm of Whit Kiefer saying I've been nominated for the presidency at Murray State. Would I be interested? And I'm thinking, how did my daughter know to nominate me for a presidency? But nevertheless, she did not nominate me. I got to put that out there. You know, it was just kind of serendipitous that occurred. And normally I get a lot of these phone calls. I normally just turn them down out of hand, because really enjoy what we're doing here at Eastern, and the faculty and the staff and the students are tremendous, and the community is tremendous and supportive of our university, and my family and I are really immersed in this community. But it just struck a chord. And the more I talked to John Thornburg from Whit Kiefer, and the more I learned about Murray State, learned about its very rich tradition of excellence, its commitment and its passion of serving students and making small communities for students to be successful, the connection of faculty and staff to the students, and then also the students to each other, and the exposure in Murray that they're able to achieve through other students coming in from foreign countries, and the interactions that are created through the residential colleges, the fantastic work of the professors, the nationally renowned professors that are there, the work of faculty to engage students in their research projects, the budding and growing graduate programs, the connections of Murray State throughout the region, throughout all the counties it serves. You know, every time I learn something more about Murray State, the more impressed I was. You know, it was a difficult decision to put my name in the hat because of what we have here at Eastern, but at the same time, the professional opportunities that were presented were just absolutely outstanding. I could not pass up. And then moreover, and just as importantly, if not more importantly, what I saw for my family. The school districts in Murray are at just outstanding. The opportunities for my daughter to gain a worldly approach through the university and through the community and beyond is just something that to me was just outstanding. Going through the interview process, we were so fortunate to arrive on Sunday, and my wife and I just walked the campus. And we met students and talked to students, and the students really didn't know who I was, and I was, you know, some crazy guy just going around talking to students. And I'd ask them, I said, you know, why did you choose Murray State? Why are you here? What makes it special? what makes Murray State, in your mind, the best university that there is. Every one of the students talked about, again, those connections and those communities, the connection with faculty and staff, the connections that they have with other students and moving forward. They're outstanding professors. I did have a chance to meet one professor by chance, Dr. Long, and as we walked across campus, he introduced me to about 10 to 12 students. As they walked by, you know, they said hi to him, and he knew him on a name, first-name basis, and you could tell he was really engaged. And so those key interactions is what really makes this move so exciting for us and so positive for us. So that's kind of where I am and looking forward to immersing ourselves in the university and the community.
You received a unanimous vote from the Board of Regents to receive the presidency. I'd like to know, behind the scenes, what were their primary topics of discussion with you in your time with them?
The interview I had with the board was excellent. And I mean, not excellent in terms of receiving a unanimous vote. That, to me, is just outstanding, and did not anticipate that in the least bit. But the insightful questions that they had, and it was clear that they really wanted to make sure that the 13th president of Murray State had the cultural fit, understand the linkages between the university and the work of the board, understood the linkages between the university and serving the community, and moreover, understood the ethos, as I would say, of the university, and maintaining that commitment to serving students, maintaining the commitment to outstanding and excellent academic programs, the ability to manage the business side, but also, very importantly, to lead the academic enterprise. Their questions and the discussions that ensued really dealt with not being a manager, but being a true leader in the sense of serving others, serving the faculty, the staff, and the students, working with the board in very meaningful ways to have them engaged through the life of the university, and also having the university very engaged with the board itself in opening up the lines of communication and maintaining those lines of communications. Beyond my discussions with the board, I think one of the key things that I feel that I bring to the presidency is adding on to what Dr. Miller, President Miller, has done, and that is a very open and transparent and inclusive decision-making process. Transparency was a word that was discussed throughout the entire process with the board, with the faculty, staff, and students. And to me, that's essential. I mean, I think one of the key things that a university thrives on is not a hierarchical leadership style where the person at the top makes a decision and everything just stops and everyone jumps and everything else. It really is that ability to be collaborative. It's that ability to throw out ideas and suggestions and making sure that the environment allows for the freedom of discourse. And that means for faculty, staff, and students to say, President Davies, we appreciate your idea, but this is where it's flawed. And having, in my role, being able to accept that critique and that criticism with the intent that was given, which is making our university better. And those are the things that the board really discussed. Those are the things that were discussed throughout my Monday, what I've nicknamed as the marathon made up of individual sprints with faculty, staff, and students, and the community, and community leaders, and everything else. You know, it's really that openness and willingness to be flexible. You know, when we face issues, when we have circumstances come up, we throw them out there, and we hit those hard issues head on. We don't hide from them. We don't let them fester. We go forward and make it work. I'm impressed with the leadership team that is in place at Murray State. I had very good discussions with the direct reports to the president, the vice presidents, and athletic director, and others, as well as the deans. What was also discussed throughout the day and with the board specifically is, you know, development of a unifying vision for Murray State as we move forward. Higher education is at a watershed moment in many ways. The measures for accountability, the measures for affordability, the declining resources both at the state and the federal levels, the advent of technology, the necessity to be open and accessible to students as an economic driver, as a socioeconomic equalizer. You know, there's a lot of pressures on higher education, specifically public higher education, to be nimble in these times, to build on the excellent success we've had in the past, as evidenced by our national rankings, as evidenced by the amazing faculty that have chosen to be at Murray State and choose to remain at Murray State. The students we bring in are making a selection in our fine university. So how do we build a unifying vision that will build on those strengths, and allow us to be nimble as we move forward through the changes that are going to be occurring in higher education for the next 4, 5, 6 years, and then be able to come out the other side even better than we are. And that's a tall order, because Murray State's a pretty fine university.
Tell me something. Richard O. Davies is your dad, right?
Yes, Richard O. Davies, yes.
Tell me about your dad. He's a big writer, and I notice you have a love for writing as well.
I have a very special relationship with my father. Also, a very special remembrance of my grandfather. Both my dad and my grandfather were educators. Both of them were educational leaders. My grandfather was a high school teacher, then principal, and then superintendent in Ohio, and made great strides. My grandmother was also a teacher in Ohio, and so I really come from a very strong educational background. My sister and I grew up in what we affectionately call university brats, because everything we did was evolved around the university. Sporting events, lectures, plays, having students at our home for Thanksgiving because they couldn't go home. Summer spending on the university campus, riding our bikes, and just being immersed in that environment. My father is a faculty member at Harvard. He served as a faculty member at Northern Arizona, became dean at Northern Arizona, then became the provost at the University of Nevada, Reno, and then served 2 years as interim president at the University of Northern Colorado before returning to Nevada and as a full professor and ultimately retiring. It was through his leadership style, it's through his way of managing as a provost, dealing with very difficult situations, but dealing with faculty and staff on a personal basis. It's those things I learned from him and continue to learn from him. I will say that there's times when I have complex issues here. I think about what would Dad do, and if I can't come up with the answer, I call him up and talk to him about it. He's an excellent advisor and frequently brings in a very, very astute perspective on those general levels. He is an excellent writer. I wish I could write as well as he does. He was just recently inducted into the Nevada Writers Hall of Fame. You know, other members of the Nevada Writers Hall of Fame include Mark Twain and some other prolific writers from Nevada. Robert Laxalt, who's a very strong Western writer that's very well known here in the West. And for him to be in that group is outstanding. The thing that amazes me when he accepted that award, and this goes back to the commitment to family. Our family went to Reno for it, and my daughter was going to receive an award that morning at her school for a perfect 4.0 GPA, and she had to miss it because we were in Reno. My father arranged to have the certificate delivered to him, and so instead of having the spotlight only on him on his special night, he made sure that Katie, our daughter, received a standing ovation for her outstanding academic accomplishments. And so, again, it goes back to that sharing thing. So it's a very special relationship between my father and I. Through this process, we talked a lot about Murray State, and he gave me his perspective from his view. And I think he was more excited about this possibility than maybe I was at one point in time. But he's very excited about it. I know that when we make the transition, he and my mom will be coming to Murray frequently. I know that he's already looked at the history department and has probably already emailed some of them and wants to set up meetings when he gets back there, because he just loves talking with faculty and those type of things. So it's very exciting.
I've taken far more of your time than I said I would, and I thank you for taking this opportunity with me.
Thank you very much, Kate. We'll talk to you soon.